I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the Local Food Report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with a mackerel fisherman from Chatham.
That's a tote of mackerel unloading down a metal chute into a warehouse at the fish pier in Chatham. It's dark and chilly, and I'm standing with Willie Legenza, who caught the fish.
Was today a good haul? I saw you got, what, like 500-600 pounds maybe?
In between 800 and 500 pounds today. It was a pretty good haul.
How do you fish for them? What kind of gear do you use?
I use one hand line with 8 hooks on it and a lead weight on it, and that's pretty much it.
And you can bring up to 8 fish at once?
Yes, well, I personally can handle up to 8 fish. I guess if I had a longer arm span, I'd be able to do more than 8, but right around 8 is what I prefer on my line.
Willie uses surgical tubing for bait. He says the fish like anything that sparkles, and they're actually pretty beautiful themselves.
Just like a tuna fish. It looks like a baby bluefin tuna, but just not giant. It's a little tiny, up to 2 pounds, and they have every color in the rainbow.
We got to talking about how Willie likes to eat mackerel.
There's several different ways to cook it. Actually, there's a lot of different ways to cook it. You can smoke it. You could pickle it. You could eat it as sushi. You could bake it, fry it. There's a ton of different ways to cook it, and it has a lot of good fats in it. So all different ways. It's just in how you prefer to eat it. It tastes really good. It's just not a lot of people know about it because we're used to having other fish.
I love mackerel. The sushi chefs at the restaurant where I work pickle it and serve it over rice as nigiri. And at home, I pan fry the fish whole. They have a rich, buttery flavor that is fishy, but that's how they're supposed to taste. And if you're worried about things like vitamins D and B12 and omega-3 fatty acids, mackerel are an excellent source of all three. Willie mostly fishes for mackerel in the fall, but he says they also come by the Cape every spring.
Usually they migrate down to Maryland, and then they migrate up to Canada, and they go back down to Maryland in the wintertime. I've read some articles that say the whole migration is moving northeast, so we might see more mackerel around here for a longer period of time, giving us more time to fish for them around here.
This would be good news for local fishermen. Mackerel populations are doing well, according to advocacy sites like fishchoice.com, and you don't need fancy boats or gear to catch them. Willie says the challenge is finding a market for mackerel.
We're trying to find new markets and new ways to get rid of them, and it's not always easy because everybody's used to codfish and haddock, but it's a hook fish. It's more sustainable and has less impact because mackerel aren't overfished. So it'd be nice if more people started eating things like mackerel and dogfish and stayed away from codfish and haddock.
Local mackerel are in season now, though many fish markets don't carry them unless they hear from customers that there's demand. If you're up for giving mackerel a try, ask your fishmonger if they can get you some. You can learn more about Atlantic mackerel and see pictures on our website. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Elspeth's got a recipe for whole pan-fried mackerel. That's at capeandislands.org, where you can also find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.